Here you will see the integrated core practice principles listed, and I will provide a very brief overview of what these principles and values consist of, so you may take these into consideration when providing these services. So children and youth are first and foremost protected from abuse and neglect and maintained safely in their own homes. Services allow the child or youth to achieve stability and permanence in his or her home and community-based living situations. Services are needs-driven, strength-based, and family-focused from the first conversation with or about the family. Services are individualized and tailored to the strengths and needs of each child or youth and his or her family, as is with any service that we provide. Family choice, voice choice, and preference are respected throughout the process and can be seen in the development of formal plans and intervention strategies where the child or youth and family have participated in the design. So as you can see, collaboration is key. Services are also delivered with multi-agency collaboration and incorporate a blend of formal and informal resources designed to assist families with successful transitions and ensure long-term success. Also, services are respectful of and informed by the culture of the child or youth and family. Like with any service we provide, cultural factors should always be taken into consideration. And finally, services and supports are provided in the child's or youth's and family's local community and in the least restrictive settings. So again, this slide simply serves as a brief guide in learning about the principles of the integrated core practice model and simply for your consideration as you provide these services to your clients.